You're on 981 2NM. You're driving down the road. Don't look at your radio. Just be looking straight ahead. There's too many distractions in the vehicle, and I'm about to add one of them with David Brown. How are you this morning, mate?
Well, I hope people just listen to me, which might be a surprise to my wife, but there we go.
There are too many distractions in a lot of modern vehicles, aren't there, David?
The impact of the human-machine interface, the technical term, can be a great problem in terms of distraction, not just in terms of as we go about our daily life, but also just getting used to the vehicle. Now, you know, I have the problem of the one-week unfamiliarity syndrome. I get in a different car each week. I can hate it if I can't set the radio, but that in itself can be a frustration. So you're going to keep the car for a while. You've got to learn about it, but how do you learn about it? And is even if you learn about it, is it one that is going to take your attention, such as the Tesla, to do two steps to change the speed of the wipers on a screen that's on your left with your left hand while you're bouncing around and it's a touch screen? Is that a good idea as far as distraction goes? I think not.
David, do you know if there's any sort of statistics on how many accidents are caused because people are distracted with playing with bits and pieces in their car, aside from the mobile phone? Is there any data on that?
No, well, we quite often talk about it in the mobile phone, but it's a little hard to measure for anyone to admit that they were looking at that. But the issue is that there's just so much information. I was talking to the senior manager of Volvo Buses the other day, and he said they're decluttering the drive situation for buses because, and think about it, in cars, do we really need an instantaneous fuel consumption? Because if you look down at it, it changes immediately anyway.
Yes.
And are you learning from it? Do you really need to know all that information while you're driving? Perhaps at the end of a drive, a bit of a summation. You've driven well, you've saved fuel, or you haven't, or whatever, might be far more informative than keeping it in front of the drivers all the time. Plus, to put so much information in front of drivers, it becomes so small. It's like the bottom line of an eye chart.
Yes.
And I need to wear bifocals now. I don't need them to drive in the long distance looking ahead, but if I'm looking ahead, I can't read the numbers clearly. So bifocals or focal lenses are now a critical element for me doing it. Do I need all that information, and is it clear, or even with good glasses, is it too small?
Here's an interesting comparison. If all the information on our dashboard was said to us, like if it was done by Siri or something like that, you'd end up shutting it off because you would be constantly bombarded with way too much information that you have to listen to. So why should there be any different on a visual perspective?
That's exactly right, that how we communicate important information is a key issue. Now, in the past, there was a lot of dials, but who's going to be looking at the oil pressure dial every second? And obviously, you don't want people to.
Yeah.
Yet, if your oil pressure fails, you need a quick warning that says, you know, something's really wrong, stop immediately, you know, pull over immediately. So, you know, horses for courses in terms of communication. And if it's beeping at you non-stop, two things. One, do you know why it's beeping at you? And two, if it keeps doing it, well, then you're quite right. You turn it off.
Yeah. Well, I think there is far too much distraction. All you need is your radio so that you can listen to David and I talk every Thursday when we discuss motoring. And that's pretty much it. Just keep staring outside the windscreen and driving carefully. And David will be back again next Thursday to talk some more motoring. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.